You're listening to The Record on KUOW.
And I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Ross, are you a Lucha Libre fan?
I'm a huge fan of those wrestling masks. I bought three of them in Mexico City. They're some of my most treasured possessions.
I'm reminded here of Paul Allen. Well, to find out more about Lucha Libre here in Washington State, we contacted El Phoenix. He's a Lucha Libre wrestler. And he says Lucha Libre is more theater than real fighting. So he's an advocate for changes to state regulations to make it easier for promoters to put on these Mexican wrestling events. El Phoenix, welcome.
Hey, nice to be here.
So El Phoenix is not your real name, I assume, and you don't want us to reveal it on the radio. Why is that?
Well, anonymity is a really important part of Lucha Libre culture, and that's kind of ties into the mask. And it's just been, historically, it's always been a part of the sport, and it's a part of the sport that not all luchadors observe, but it's one that I do.
And one of the reasons this bill has been introduced in the Washington State Legislature this session is so that Lucha Libre events can be put on more often. What is the audience like?
Basically, I would describe it as one big peanut gallery, and we encourage that. We have two big annual shows, one that always happens in the South Park neighborhood of South Seattle, and one at the University of Puget Sound. Last year for the University of Puget Sound show, which we have coming up again on March 29th, we drew over 1,500 people, and we drew about 1,000 to the South Park show last year. It's a different feel. It's a little more fun, you know. It's different during the summer because people are out for evening walks and sometimes stumble across the show, or they've been out at a beer festival, and you know, it's the sun's out. They're very different, I guess.
The issue at stake with the state legislature is whether or not this kind of wrestling is going to be regulated like kickboxing, and it sounds pretty physical, almost frightening, so we're wondering just how dangerous it is.
It is true. It is a very physical sport. There is a lot of impact, you know, but the very first thing you learn, one of the very first few things you learn is how to land without hurting yourself. And, you know, the same thing would happen. It happens in martial arts. I have a little bit of Taekwondo background. That's one of the first things I learned. Like, here's how you fall without hurting yourself. And that's the very foundation of what we do. If you can't learn how to fall correctly, you don't become a professional luchador. You don't become a professional wrestler. But the difference being, for us, the problem is that we are not going into the ring looking to actively hurt each other. And again, it is a very physical sport. But my principal goal is not to get this other person to tap out, to knock this other person out, you know, to score the most points by injuring this person. That's antithetical to what we do. You don't want to get in the ring with somebody that wants to hurt you.
El Phoenix is a Pacific Northwest Lucha Libre champion. We're talking about proposal in the Washington State Legislature that would regulate it differently. Currently, it's regulated more similar to kickboxing, and they want to relax regulations so that they can put on more events. I'm wondering what your dream is for the future of Lucha Libre in the state.
I'd like to see more Lucha Libre throughout the state. You know, and more professional wrestling to the point of where, you know, we could have Lucha Libre is still pretty new to the United States. And like, there's a couple companies in California, and there's one in Texas, and there's one in Arizona. There's not many. I want to say there's fewer than 10. And ideally we'd get to the point where we could flow talent back and forth the way that like local circus troops, you know, flow talent around.
So ultimately the legislation could help improve the performances that people would see.
Yes, absolutely, and that's another part of it too. Is that I really would say it's likely to be a lower quality show if you have people with less training.
For folks who aren't that familiar with Lucha Libre, maybe they're hearing about it for the first time. What is it about the sport or the theatrical sport that's so exciting to you? That just makes you love it so much that you want it to grow.
For me, it's not only a form of cultural expression; it's a cultural art. I mean, in Mexico, it's second only to soccer in popularity. And it's just this wonderful blend hybrid of sport and theater. It's really dramatic, but it's very acrobatic at the same time. And there's this spirit of competition. There's that competition that's the theatrical competition that's put on display. You know, there's something about the theatrics of it to me that's significantly more interesting.
Finally, just to wrap it up, why is this legislation so important for you?
Well, it's important for me because of the fact that, to me, I fell in love with Lucha Libre, and I really want for us that really, you know, like some of us that really want to be able to perform more often but can't because of the regulations. You know, for some of us performers, we train 3 to 5 days a week, and we're not not seeing returns per se, because you train, you want to be able to perform. You know, you practice, you want to be able to actually show your stuff, and we only get to wrestle a couple times per year.
When you perform, I mean, do you put on a different persona than you're putting on right now?
You know, for me, there are some characters in Lucha Libre and in pro wrestling that are really shticky characters. You know, what I do is I try to harness my inner man. You know, I really extract the machismo, and I put that out there.
So if we were in the ring right now and I challenged you to wrestle, you know, and my name was LKUOW, what would you say to me?
Phoenix is not much of a talker. You know, we don't do a lot of promos the way they do in American Pro Wrestling. What I would do is I would communicate to you in the ring physically, I guess.
How popular do you think a character like LKUOW would be with the typical audience?
I think with the appropriate mask, I think LKUOW might do pretty well. If LKUOW wanted to make an appearance at some events, I'm sure we could make it pretty popular.
All right, I'm going to see if Steve Scher is available for that. El Phoenix, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
El Phoenix, a Lucha Libre wrestler and an advocate for proposed changes to state law to make it less expensive for promoters to put on Mexican wrestling events.
And you know what that mask would be? It'd look exactly like Ira Glass, thick black glasses.
That's perfect.
Just like, this is the record on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Ross Reynolds.